Welcome, welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls, we're saving businesses. We're saving jobs, we're saving our community. Now, if I happen to save a soul along the way, don't hold that against me. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Because the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show because we are on a mission. We're about building economic empowerment. We're about building strong businesses in our community. And we're about putting our people to work with good jobs, sustainable jobs, jobs that you can make a living with. Right now everybody has to have about 15 jobs. We're trying to eliminate that. We're trying to build some jobs that we can actually go home at night and spend some time with our family without having to work around the clock. I'd like to welcome everybody tuning in. I also like to welcome my co-host, Wena. Welcome to the show, Wena.
Hey, Robert. What's up, DMV?
All right. Wena joins me on the third Friday of every month. And man, we have some information for you today. I've been, ever since Wena told me what she was going to talk about, man, I've been like a kid waiting on Santa Claus.
All right, Robert, we're going to see.
Tell us again, what are you going to talk about today, Wena?
Well, not only are we coming to a close in 2019 and the new year is upon us, but it's the end of a decade.
That's something to think about. People need to pause. They need to pause and think about this. This only happens every 10 years or so. And you're only going to see this about maybe 8 or 9 times in your life, if you're lucky.
Ouch.
In your whole life. So you need to take advantage of each one of them, and it's a time to take stock. So how does that relate to what you're going to talk about?
Yeah, well, you know, so many people are into making New Year's resolutions, and it can become kind of cliche. Uh-huh. But I have 2 New Year's resolutions that will actually change your life if you implement them for 2020, this new decade we're bringing in.
Change your life?
Yeah, it's going to change your life for sure.
Change, you're going to be going forward?
We're
going
to be moving forward, pressing on for sure.
Folks, you need to get yourself comfortable. You need to get yourself ready. Open up your mind, open up your heart, and be ready to receive this information because we're about to bring it today. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're broadcasting live over Radio 1 Studios out of Silver Spring, Maryland. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, also on Facebook Live and the audience on TuneIn. We're Marketing Pulpit International, and we do have people listening from all over the globe, particularly down on the continent of Africa. As a matter of fact, one of our co-hosts is from the continent. So we are Marketing Pulpit International. As a matter of fact, one of my friends from down Wavesbury, she's down in Africa today as we speak.
Oh, yeah? What part?
She's in Ghana.
Oh,
Liberia. I can't remember which one. But anyway, I'm sure she's tuning in. So we'd like to welcome everybody from all over the globe, wherever you're tuning in. If you want to join the conversation, call us at 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. Now, I'm going to talk about, later in the show, I'm going to talk about doing a business reality check. We get so busy when we're caught up in running a business and taking care of our customers and acquiring customers, servicing them, working with our staff, that sometimes we have to pause and do a reality check and see where we are.
This sounds really foreboding and foreshadowing of some doom to come. I'm just saying.
Really? Well, for some, maybe. But some, maybe, because some have not done this reality check often enough. Others make it part of their daily lives. They make it part of their routine to constantly take stock of where they are. But unfortunately, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing, because sometimes things are going so great and so smooth, you feel like it's not necessary. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of short-sighted because when you're in the present, you're not really looking. If you spend all your time in the present, you're not looking forward. You're not looking down the road.
Okay, so we're going to do some forecasting
today. We're going to be taking stock on where we are and how that might predict, and all you say may forebode what is coming down the road.
Feel a shadow of doom.
Amen.
Over the radio station right now.
So the number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. This is also the last show before Christmas. Christmas is actually next week. And this is December's a month of many holidays. You doing a lot of breathing there, Winos.
Well, you know, it was such a short time between Thanksgiving this year and Christmas. Thanksgiving happened a week late, so we only had 3 weeks between Thanksgiving and Christmas, which has caused a lot of people to rush to get presents. Folks aren't sending out holiday cards. They just didn't have the time this year to do some of the things that they would normally do.
You're right. It does feel like Thanksgiving was last week. It was really, you're right, it's a short period of time. And if there's such a thing as getting ready for it, I would say that I do not fall in the ready camp. I have a lot of stuff going on, Rita. I'm telling you, this radio show is really just one of the hundred. I'm like these, matter of fact, one of the topics we're going to talk about today is all these side hustles people have. And we're becoming a gig economy.
Mm-hmm.
People have like 8, 9, 10 different things going on. And I'm no exception. And I'm kind of like the poster boy of what people are doing right now. And you want to be able, if you can, to compact everything into one or two occupations. But that's just not where we are as a society anymore.
Yeah. And it doesn't feel safe to only have one trick. If you're a one trick pony today, you know, job security is really scarce. So you might want to have a side hustle.
That's right. That pony break his leg, Jack. Yeah. You're out of luck. Oh boy. But this is the season of holidays. It's a lot of religious holidays take place this time of year. Christmas, of course, is the one that most of us are familiar with. It takes place next Wednesday, December 25th, and it celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ. And to some, it's even the birth of Santa Claus.
We both just looked at each other.
Well, I'm being facetious because people have gotten so Christmas has become so commercialized.
Oh, goodness.
You wonder what are you celebrating sometimes? Are you celebrating Christmas? Are you celebrating this guy in the red suit and the white beard? This guy Saint Nicholas? And so I think this is also one of those reality checks. Sometimes we have to do a slow down and think about. I mean, it sounds cliche, but the reason for the season, there is some meaning behind that. And whatever your religious, whatever you celebrating this time of year, the commercialization has kind of tainted it and kind of taken away some of the sincerity behind it.
Well, not kind of. I mean, I struggle when my daughter hands us a Christmas list. You know, what does that mean? That you write down all the things you want and, you know, at some point we no longer tell her that it's Santa Claus bringing the gifts. I'm still doing that, but, you know, the jig is up. She's telling me, Mom, I know you're going to go out and buy these things. And so what? I just go out and get you gifts because it's Christmas time? She's capitalizing off of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it's just something so heinous about that. I just can't.
Yeah. Man, I remember when did you ever believe in Santa Claus?
You know, I came up in a really poor house, so yeah, no, we didn't have a chimney, and I didn't believe in Santa Claus.
Man, let me tell you, we were in it hard. I mean, my folks were good. They were, I don't know how in the heck they did it. It was like 100 of us, but we never saw them bring those toys in.
Right.
I don't know how they did it. We'd be laying there, our own little minds, we could hear reindeer on the roof and sleigh bells, and somehow we would go to sleep. At some magical moment, we wake up and everything was there.
I had a coworker once who would take her children down to the National Mall or the line by the White House the day before they put up the Christmas tree, and she would let the kids throw seeds onto the lawn. She called them magic seeds, and then take them down there like a week or so later, and now they put the tree up, so the kids thought that they were growing the Christmas tree. Oh, parents have a whole bunch of things they up their sleeve to get the kids involved, so it's awesome.
Man, no wonder we all messed up. We don't know what to believe anymore. We have this distrust in institutions. We can trace it right back to Santa Claus. That big fat fool. I mean, I'm sorry. Sorry, Santa Claus. Sorry. I guess you don't get struck by lightning for talking about Santa Claus.
Maybe a reindeer.
Struck by a reindeer. All right, folks. We also have this time of year, we have Hanukkah. That's celebrated this year between the 22nd and the 30th. And that's a Jewish holiday where they celebrate. Matter of fact, the word Hanukkah means dedicate. Mm-hmm. And they, where the Hebrew army defeated a larger Greek army, and they survived on a limited oil supply or fuel or something like that. But anyway, that's also celebrated this time of year. We also have Kwanzaa, which is celebrated between the 26th of December and January 1st. It's a week-long cultural festival, and it's celebrating the seven principles. And it takes place this time of year. And then there's a lesser-known holiday called Las Posadas. And that's a Mexican holiday, and it literally means the ends. And it's a religious holiday that talks about Jesus and the time between 16th and the 24th. That's when it's taking place this year. So whatever your holiday is, whatever your belief, whatever your religion, whatever you believe in, we just want to say let's go out here, be safe. Let's not forget the reason behind the season. And let's, to people who are out here struggling, let's not get carried away this time of year.
Oh, goodness.
There's an emotion called social proof that's almost impossible to combat this time of year. And that's where you're keeping up with the Joneses. You're trying to do what everybody else is doing. And people who have the lower your income or the less means you have, the more susceptible you seem to be.
Wow.
Because you're trying to keep up. You're trying to prove that things are not bad. And you're trying to give your kids.
I'm going to be talking a little bit about that in one of my resolutions that'll change your life.
Oh, I don't want to get ahead of you, but I'm just saying.
No, go right ahead.
Just be careful, folks. Let's not blow our whole budget for next year on this time of year and then start out the year in debt. So let's go back to the reason for the season. If you get lost along the way and you get caught up in this commercialism, let's think about why we're doing this, and hopefully somebody else will kind of slack off on you and don't be so expecting of all this gifts that's going to put us in the poorhouse. Now I didn't want to talk about this because you guys have probably noticed that I have kind of stayed away from Trump and politics on the show really for about the last year. And this was done on purpose, because when I first started the show, I was all over.
You were fired up?
I was fired up. I was mad. But I found it a distraction. We have work to do. We have businesses to build. We have people to put to work. We have legacies to create. But what happened this week is historic, and I think it requires comment. Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States, was impeached. Impeached, which means he was indicted by Congress for high crimes and misdemeanors. Specifically, he was obstructing Congress, and he was doing a few other shenanigans.
Abuse of power.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think, personally, I have stayed away from this, but when history is written, I want to go on record saying that I do believe that this president, what he has done over the past few years, has been an abomination. He's been lawless. He's been crass. The day he called a black woman a dog, I have never forgotten that. And so I think what Congress has done this week is the right thing. I want to go on record to say that even though I don't talk about it, I stay away from politics as much as I can because, like I say, I don't want to be distracted. But I think what happened this week is historic, and I want you to look in the mirror, people out there in this radio land, and ask yourself, where were you when this was going on? Because we're going to have to answer to this. When our children grow up and their children grow up, they're going to ask, Mommy, Daddy, where were you? What were you doing at this particular time, as the people in Nazi Germany had to do many years later? Now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some of the other items in the news. We're going to get to Wiener's two resolutions that are going to change your life. That's coming up at 11 o'clock. Don't go anywhere. We have a caller on the line. We're going to get to you when we get back. Marketing Pulpit, and we'll be right back after the break.
This product of daily is sponsored by AARP and the Ad Council. A slow ride on the Beltway. They're working in Montgomery County. Two separate work zones, outer loop before or between Connecticut Avenue and 270. Also, the outer loop between the Clara Barton Parkway and the American Legion Bridge. You'll lose a lane with both of those, and you're going to run into some pretty heavy delays. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, much improved from the morning rush. Just seeing some minor slowdowns as you approach the Beltway. Rhode Island Avenue in the city, some construction for those of you that may be heading into downtown. This is going to impact your ride near Reed Street Northeast, where the left lane is closed. For those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero, AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. 36 degrees, sunny skies. We're only going to get up to 41 for the high temperature. I'm Angela Foster for News Talk 1450 AM, WOR. L, where information is power.
All right, he's checking his list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice.
Oh, it's too late for that.
Too late. You know, kids get all nice this time of year.
They, I know.
You're making up the bed and washing the dishes.
No back talk.
Yeah, man, they get real nice starting December 1. Man, as soon as those toys are broken, man, they're back to them bad, their bad selves.
That's so cute. And the toys are broken by the night of Christmas.
Man, you know, we had a big family. We had from a family of 14. And you think your family was poor. Man, we get like one ball. And that was like the family ball. You know what I mean? Now, this was unfair. Now, we get back to school back in the day, a week after Christmas, and the teacher gets up there. That just tells you how far we've come as a society, because you would never do this today. The teacher would stand up there and say, all right, we're going to have everybody come up here and talk about what they got for Christmas.
Oh, man.
Man, all of a sudden, I had to go to the bathroom, right?
Oh, you don't want to go blow for blow with me about how poor we were. Trust me.
Like, may I be excused?
I'm so glad you got a ball.
I'm like, well, we got a ball. You mean you had a ball, right? No. We literally got a ball. No, you had yourself a ball. No. I repeat, we literally had a ball for Christmas with the entire family. Oh, boy. But I think that built character. So we really never got into the commercial, to the real commercialism, because we weren't a benefactor.
Right, that's a luxury.
Yeah, that's right.
Getting into commercialism around holidays is a luxury that some people simply can't afford.
That's right. And if you can't afford it, folks, don't do it. I'm telling you, just look folks in the eye. Say, look, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to get you that game this year. Oh, boy. But anyway. The number is 1-800-450-7876. 1-800-450-7876. We have a caller on the line. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Caller, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Who's this? Who's on the line?
This is Tyrone Tate.
Tyrone Tate? No, it ain't. No, it ain't. It can't be the Tyrone Tate.
I'm calling you from Atlanta, Georgia.
This must be an imposter, because this cannot be the Tyrone Tate.
I don't know who B is. Who
hey, Tyrone.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm managing with Robert in the booth.
She's doing the best she can.
I'm doing the best I can. What's up?
Well, it should be he's doing the best he can.
All right.
Hey, what's going on, Tyrone? Let me tell you, man, Tyrone and I, we have a history that goes back many years. He's calling out of Atlanta. I never forget. Now, I don't know if you're still doing this, Tyrone. I'm just going to put it out there. In my drawer, and I'm almost ashamed to say this because I won't even throw them away, I have some underwear called favorite underwear. They got holes in them. There's no elastic in the waist. But way back in the day, Tyrone had a clothing line and specialized in men's underwear. Do you still do that, Tyrone?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say it. We're getting ready to revive it,
man,
as we speak.
Please do.
And you talk about being a worldwide or having a worldwide listening audience.
Mm-hmm.
I just spoke to my partner. I lost him on the phone, but he's listening to the show right now, and he's in Cambodia.
Cambodia. Hey, hello in Cambodia.
That's right. He's working on manufacturing.
Wow.
Overseas as we speak.
He's working on the favorite underwear?
Yes, sir. He sure is.
I can stop buying those Hanes and things squeezing a brother all up.
You know what our slogan was? Everybody has a favorite pair.
Everybody has a favorite pair. But Tyrone, I'm telling you, I have to say this because, of course, I wore out my black ones and my red ones. But the white ones are almost like they're still in the box. I just put them aside. I said, I need to keep these for posterity's sake. I know this is getting a little too TMI.
Robert, are you going to let Tyrone tell us why he called?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, no.
But I thought about these favorite underwear. I can't help myself.
That's okay. I get testimonials like this all the time, and it's always good for me to hear them. But more importantly, I'd rather have that testimonial, because I can't tell you how many times I get text messages with people sending me pictures of their holy underwear.
And oh, wow.
Their favorite.
That's right. Well, since Wena has put you on blast today, what's on your mind, Tyra?
I'm going to keep it where you all have it, which is how Christmas is so emotional.
Mm-hmm.
And how marketeers with unscrupulous ideas are making money off of people where they don't have the money. So, you know, sadly, this is the biggest time of the year to make money for products and services.
True.
And certainly you're talking, we're not even talking billions of dollars. We're talking trillions of dollars.
And it's coming from people who can least afford it. That's the disgrace.
Who can least afford it. I mean, think about Black Friday and the kind of money that retailers like Walmart are generating, like billions of dollars in one day on internet sales. Just internet sales. So, you know, and sadly we get so emotionally attached to Christmas that we just have family year after year after year after year. Matter of fact, it's by far one of the most stressful times of the year, because fathers and mothers find that they can't afford to do the things that they would like to do for their children, but they find a way to press through it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, they start the new year off stressed out because they realize that they got to pay the bill.
You know what, Tyrone? I wrote a book, and I keep bringing it up this time of year. Back in 2008, I wrote a book called Played in Full. And it's called the Marketing Exploitation of Black America.
Mm.
And we talk about these sinister forces, and this doesn't just happen on the aisles of the stores on New Year's Eve, but it actually takes place throughout the year. And we build this process called social proof, where we're constantly trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're trying to keep up with our friends. And companies like Nike and Apple and Mercedes-Benz and some of the other well-known brands, they understand this psychology, and they exploit it with precision. And then you throw in some gasoline on it with a holiday like Christmas, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, and it's almost irresistible. The average person cannot resist it. It's beyond them, because what happens, your family and friends have been recruited by the marketers to help sell these products. You can't look your boo in the eye and say, look, I'm not going to fall for this Valentine's Day trick every year.
Sure.
You can't look at your kid sitting there with his and her eyes sparkling up at you saying, Mommy and Daddy, what's under the tree for me this year?
Or I want that $800-900 phone.
Right.
Because some of my classmates already have it, but these kids are only 8 years old. And they don't need a smartphone, that's a computer, that's a fitness tracker, that's a this, that's a that. But they want the $800-900 phone, and you have to make a decision about whether or not you're going to stand on principle and be the only family that doesn't allow your kid to have the phone, or succumb to the peer pressure.
But you know, my way of combating it, I say, look, I'm going to, instead of trying to fight it, I'm going to ride the wave. So anybody who knows me, who looks at me in the eye and says, look, what do you want for Christmas?
Uh-huh.
I want something for my office. Get me that new printer.
Sure.
Get me a chair.
Sure.
I want a laptop.
Yeah.
I want
need a
headphone.
Work backpack. Yeah.
That's right. So, yeah, if you must succumb to it. But we can do that at a lower scale, at other scales, too, in our personal lives. Let's buy these kids some stock. Let's buy these kids a gold bar. Let's buy these kids something that they can use that can appreciate.
Sure.
If you want to throw a little something, a little shiny object in there to, you know, just for the heck of it, okay, do that. But these big items, these big money items should be spent on things that will help and not make people less secure, but make them more secure. What do you think about that, Tyrone?
Well, Mr. Gatewood, both of you said so eloquently. One of the things that we have to understand, and you and I used to talk about this in detail, that marketing really is an unfair advantage against the consumer.
Right.
And the reason why I say that is because the bigger companies, they are hiring people who have PhDs in psychology.
Mm, that is so true.
And so they make people think what they don't need to be thinking about. So as you talk about, or the two of you even talking about Christmas, think about how Christmas would start around December the 5th, 6th, or 7th. Now Christmas starting in June, in July.
Oh, listen, somebody sent me a text message last week. Someone has, some store has their Easter display out.
It's unreal they get our minds already in the mindset of Christmas during the summer.
Mm.
If you go into certain stores, and you know, I'm not trying to be a dead horse over here like Walmart, but I'm going to call it like I see it. You can go on Walmart in July, and you'll see Christmas decorations in the store.
A little bit.
They already getting you in that mindset, and you start in the month of October, you really start seeing the Christmas merchandise because of the colors and the designs that you start seeing. So my point is, it's unfair because you and I can sit down and people say, what are you talking about, a psychologist getting involved? Okay, so you watch TV.
Hey, Tyrone, we're coming up on a break, man.
Okay.
But look, man, we're going to have to jump off here. But what I want you to do, Tyrone, I want you to call back again because I want to break this. I want to do a segment with you. We're going to break this thing down because you are one of those people we need on the side of the consumer to help people understand what they're up against.
Not a problem. And certainly with me being in Atlanta and doing Metro Film Institute, I want your listeners, when they get a chance, just go to metrofilm.org.
Metrofilm.org. Hey, brother, thank you again. Thank you. Have a happy holiday, whichever one you celebrate. And we're going to be back in a moment, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I'm here with a winner. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back up.
Providence Opticians, the city's best-kept secret. They've been making eyeglasses in D.C. since 1979. With over 36 years of experience, they pride themselves in making your experience enjoyable. When choosing glasses, you need knowledge with a personal touch. They also give eye exams on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. For specials, call 202-526-0300. That's 202-526-0300. Providence Opticians. We care how you see.
Time's running out. Get to Old Navy Friday. In stores only, frost-free puffer jackets are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Frost-free puffer vests are $10 for adults, $8 for kids. Friday only at Old Navy stores. Valid 12/20. Select styles only.
E Delaware Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's that song again. Here's that song again.
For the 100th time today.
Here's that song again.
It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WOL Washington, D.C. WMMJ HD2 Bethesda. WKYS HD3 Washington. WPRS HD3 Waldorf and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, welcome to everyone listening all over the world. As Brother Tyrone Tate has just informed us, we have a listener in Cambodia. But I'm not surprised, Wayne, because I get calls and emails from people, and I am always amazed at the vast ness of our listening audience. I know we have the brothers and sisters down in Africa. I know particularly in Nigeria, Ghana, and Liberia, we have a very loyal listening audience. But welcome Cambodia to our listening audience. We are Marketing Pulpit International. If you want to find out more about Marketing Pulpit, go to marketingpulpit.com and you can get all of the listening options. We're on, of course, right here at Radio One at the illustrious studio in downtown Silver Spring, right outside of the nation's capital. You can also catch us on Facebook Live, and we're on TuneIn. So, folks, if you want to listen, if you want to share this information with somebody, we have several listening options. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You will find them all right there on the page. You can also find out information about our guest, about our host, and information on Lena herself. So if she's going to give out her information, but just in case you miss it, or if you want to go back later on, you can find her information on the homepage of the Marketing Pulpit at marketingpulpit.com. We got a lot of things on the table today, and Lena's going to talk about, she's got me on the edge of my seat over here, literally, I'm about to fall on the floor.
Oh, goodness.
Here. She's talking about these resolutions that is going to change your life as you prepare for 2020. Wena, get us out of suspense.
Right. So before the break, we were talking about how, you know, it's the end of a decade, not just the end of a year. Hmm. And I want to call folks out on the table today.
Wow.
I want to go deeper beneath the surface of the resolutions that most people make every year. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert, can you guess one of the top 3 or 4 New Year's resolutions people make?
They want to fit into a size 4 dress.
And why does it have to be about women?
And they're wearing like a 16 right now. I mean, nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying. But, that, you know, weight loss, or men, they want to get down to a size 32 waist. Right now, they're about a 40.
So, okay, so you're talking about weight loss.
But you could be big boned, so it may not be a matter of... I mean, that's the excuse people give, though, right?
Which is not true. Yes, that is number 4. Okay. But you're right. You're on track that the top 3 or 4 New Year's resolutions that people usually make at the close of the year, beginning of the year, are to manage finances better, to eat healthier, to be more active, and to lose weight.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's all centering around health. And a close 5th is just to have better health and mental health overall, which is great, which means that there's this drastic difference in how people are actually present and understanding that they need to focus on their mental health as well as their physical health. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Wena Cullins. I'm a licensed therapist in the D.C., Washington metropolitan area. I have a private practice. I'm a clinical writer for mainstream media platforms like HuffingtonPost.com, NBC, Brides, Mind Body Green. So I'm writing for everybody, talking to folks every day about mental health, physical health, and relationships.
And she is good. And I want to do one disclaimer to everybody out here. Whatever size you are, I don't care if you are 16 or 22 or 24, you wear that proudly. Take care of your health. But don't let anybody shame you for whatever size you are, because we all beautiful in our eyes and in God's eyes. So stretch your stuff, sisters and brothers.
I like that a lot. So by and large, though, I help clients every week focus on 2 things that ultimately change their life. And since it's the new year approaching, this is a great time for other folks to institute these 2 things. So the first thing that you have to resolve to do to really change your life in 2020, the new decade, is to let go of a secret that you're holding on to.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, I'm sure somebody's saying that.
No.
I'm serious for everybody.
No, Robert, I'm serious. Listen, we have so many compartments. The secrets that I'm talking about are the ones that you have buried deep down, way in the back of the closet. Don't you drink my drink.
There is nothing in here, ladies and gentlemen. This is an empty cup.
Well, thanks for that. But you just blew our product placement.
Okay.
But seriously, letting go of a secret that you're holding on to is a bit of a misnomer. I'm not talking about necessarily the fact that you stole some cookies when you were little, or that sometimes you cheat a little bit on your tax return. Don't tell the IRS that, though.
Lord.
What I'm talking about is any facade that you keep up that gives other people and yourself the false impression that you're doing better than you really are.
Oh, Lord.
So I'm talking about staging what we post on social media. There we go. This is what I'm talking about.
Come here.
Making your life look like you're having more fun or it's better than it really is.
Lord, have mercy.
And the reason why it's so important for you to figure out how to drop the facade is because it makes it that much harder for you to admit when you're having a bad day or a bad season, when you've put out this message to the world that you've got everything all together. But in addition to it hurting you, it's also hurting other people because it's this false measuring stick that you have up that people are actually looking at, like the social media effect, where they think that everything that you're posting represents an accurate picture of your life, or everything that you say when you come around people and you have the mask on represents an accurate picture of your life. And you're always on a yacht, you're always at the party, you're always popping champagne, you know, you and your boo are always happy, the kids are always well dressed, hair groomed, you're always getting a promotion at work. I mean, Robert, when was the last time you saw someone post that they were not doing well or they were having a bad season?
Well, what I'm going to do when I leave here today, I'm going to Facebook Live that take back man taking my car.
What?
So I'm going to start it off. I'm going to start it so that everybody can start posting the take back man.
Okay.
Taking their cars and getting fired.
What happened?
Hey, it's been a rough week. It's been a rough year. Okay. I'm kidding, folks. There will be no posting of the take back man. We'll do that in private.
Oh, goodness. But the repo man is real.
The repo man is real. And some people, we're laughing, but some people are dealing with that reality.
No, this is serious.
Imagine how traumatic it is when everybody you know now, like you said, they're getting a new car. They got a big bow out there in the driveway in their three-car garage. They just got this new promotion. They got all the girlfriends with their new degrees and all of them about to start $200,000 jobs. You're sitting over there working at Walmart, and you're saying to yourself, holy crap, let me go somewhere and jump off a cliff.
Right, so, right.
So I get it. I get it. And I touched on this briefly on a show a couple of weeks ago. I think it may have been last week. I was saying as we go into the holiday season, be cognizant of the things that you post and how boastful you are and how it will affect others, particularly this time of year.
Yeah, but also what it says about you. When you are choosing what quotes you're posting and what pictures you're posting, it's saying something about how you want other people to see you.
Yes.
But it's also holding a secret potentially, because the things that you refuse to post, the things that you would be reluctant to post, and everything is not for a public platform, but those are the things that you might need to pay a little extra attention to.
Girl, you are preaching now. Oh my goodness.
But this was the form of marketing that I was saying that you and Tyrone were talking about a little bit, that when we're posting the new car and we're posting that we're at the lavish club or at brunch or, you know, we're doing this and we're doing that, we are marketing and pressuring other people to buy into, you have to have this type of lifestyle or these type of possessions to actually be considered happy.
You know, I actually did something, and I'm almost forced to apologize, because I was posting about, you know, I would go into these different holiday parties and I'd go to this and that and the other. And then I mentioned to a couple of my friends that I was at this party. And they said, you know what? They said, I haven't been to a holiday party all year.
Mm-hmm.
And I paused.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's not fair. Mm-hmm. I'm here showing off the parties I'm going to. I've got invited here, invited there. But the last two I went to, I purposely did not post it.
I love that you just said that you felt like you needed to apologize.
Yeah.
I was talking with a friend the other day, and she sent me a picture of some women, beautiful sisters. They were dressed to the nines, walking around together. It was about six of them in Colorado, Breckenridge, Colorado, I think, on a girl's getaway. And when I say they had on furs, and they had designer handbags, and they had on Gucci belts and red bottom shoes, I said, I'm just angry. This is the most picture perfect post, and it's so staged, and right. It really makes people believe that that's happening all the time. And I know for a fact that 6 middle-aged women with young children and potentially partners at home and high-powered jobs, it is a once every 10-year thing when you can get together and put a Gucci belt on with the fur stole and a fur hat and a designer purse and go ball out of control like that. Now, should you commemorate that with photographs and share them? Sure.
Yes.
But out of context, it looks like people are doing this all the time, and they're just not doing that all the time. And that's the part that makes me angry, that we get this idea that folks have some capacity to live life differently than we do. And it makes us more ashamed. And then we start to hold things in and keep secrets about that shame.
And that's that secret, because that secret is that we're projecting an image, but we're not showing the real self.
Right.
So that real self is like the secret life that people don't know.
Right.
So you got to balance it. I mean, I'm not saying you got to go out there, like I say, showing somebody taking your car back.
Right, but I'm contemplating doing these posts in my headscarf, you know, because that's how I looked about an hour ago before I put this red lip on. I mean, realistically, that's the truth. But the second thing, because I don't want to run out of time.
I'm loving this, though. I love it.
Go ahead. But the second thing that we have to do as a resolution in 2020, if we want to change our life, is to let go of any relationship that's holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that sounds commonplace too, but I'm a relationship specialist, and I have to teach folks every day that we are not only in relationships with other people, we are in a relationship with food, we're in a relationship with TV, we're in a relationship with work, we're in a relationship with our body and our health. We are in relationship with these inanimate objects, and those sometimes are the relationships that need so much help.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Well, I'm a 100%, because I think as we slip into my segment, one of those reality checks is to, you got to look at some of these relationships.
Yeah.
And there are so many that some of them even border on they're toxic. But we are so embedded, and we feel like it's been going on so long that we feel like we can't get away from it.
Oh, well, absolutely. And I'm literally talking about tackling the things that keep you from making progress or having success in the stuff that you stress out or worry about. So if you're worrying about how your business is going to advance, or how you're going to get a promotion or make more money, or how you're even going to find love, your relationship with television or internet actually plays a big part in that. How many times have you sat down saying that you were only going to watch television for 15 minutes, and then 5 hours later, Netflix has you held hostage? And that was 5 hours that you could have devoted to advancing yourself, but we fall into that rut so easily that we literally end up sabotaging ourselves.
Man, but you start Lifetime on a Sunday morning.
Come on.
And they have that theme going.
Mm-mm.
You got to see the next one.
You can watch whole seasons of shows in one day. And there is something so unhealthy about that if you really don't have the time to devote to it. Or even with food. People who know me know that I fast a lot. I do cleanses a lot. So I'll do a green smoothie cleanse for 10 days. And Robert, I am always shocked and appalled at how much time I have spent eating food, cooking food, all that good stuff. But it sounds like we're going to the break.
We all winner. Hang on. We're going to let you finish up after the break. Folks, this is The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. I have Winner with me. We're talking about resolutions, and these are life-changing. This is golden nuggets this sister's dropping. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Mothers Against Drunk Driving on 295 northbound. So from the 11th Street Bridge to East Capitol Street, on southbound 295 from Burroughs Avenue down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Rhode Island Avenue at Reed Street Northeast. Construction in the left lane affects you both ways, with delays in each direction on Rhode Island Avenue, not far from North Capitol Street. For victims of drunken drug driving, your grief is unique, but you're not alone. You always have a place at MAD. Call the 24-hour victim helpline at 877-MAD-HELP or visit MAD.org. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Compassion International. For today, sunny, high around 40 degrees, becoming partly cloudy overnight down to the mid-20s, and for tomorrow, partly sunny and a high around 40. You can change the world for a child in extreme poverty through Compassion International. Just text CHILD to 83393 to find out how. Steve Firstborn for News Talk 1450 AM WOL, where information is power.
Gonna give more power through the free world.
So intrigued by the information that is being dropped over here by therapist Wiener. We're really having a great show, and we're going to be doing this the rest of the season. We have one more show next week before the year ends. But I told you earlier in the month we're going to be talking about getting ready for 2020, and as Wiener so eloquently stated, this is a decade. This is not just another year.
Yeah, it is the end of a decade. We're going into a new space, and in that new space, all of the cliche ways that we used to set resolutions, we got to time out, cancel all of that. We need to really get focused on some things that'll change our life, and it means looking at things like the relationships that we have with people, but also with food, with TV, with the internet, with all kinds of stuff, talking on the phone, gossiping. And I was saying before the break that when I'm fasting or cleansing for 10 days, it is amazing how much time I save not having to decide what I have a taste for, go to the grocery store or the restaurant to get it, or when I go to the grocery store, buy the food, put the food away, cook the food, eat the food, wash the dishes from eating. It consumes about 4 waking hours of my day when I'm eating 3 meals a day. So those 4 hours get rerouted to things that help me to advance whatever goals or dreams that I have. And I can't keep that up all the time because I'm not perfect. But when you do it just once, you see how much time you devote to relationships with things that don't necessarily serve you well.
Wow.
Makes sense?
So much. Now, if somebody needs some information, they want to, I know many out here in the listening audience, they need your personal attention and guidance.
Yeah, so if you're in the D.C., Washington metropolitan area, then, you know, you can certainly attempt to get an appointment at my practice. My practice is number one in the city at this point, and I have a wait list. However, I am accepting new clients, and the stars align all the time, and new people kind of fall under a lucky star, and they get in. And once you're in the circle of trust, you're in the circle of trust. All my clients know that. You can contact me at 301-592-7244 to schedule an appointment. Or you can go to my website, which is pretty darn amazing, WienaCullins.com. That's WeenaCullins, WienaCullins.com. You can schedule from the website. Check out the previous radio shows, also blog posts, articles that I've written. It's just a plethora of information that will get you on the right track for 2020 as it relates to your relationships, mental health, physical health, all that.
And as I have said on numerous occasions, Wiener has a fan club down in North Carolina.
So sweet.
And I've seen a few of them online today.
Thank y'all.
I'm not going to out you, but they really say, when is Wiener coming back?
Oh, well, definitely follow me on social media so that I can connect and slide into my DMs. You can follow me at Wiener Cullins, LCMFT. That stands for Licensed Clinical Marriage and Family Therapist. Wiener Cullins, LCMFT on IG, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, all that.
And we are proud to have Wiener as one of our illustrious hosts joining us the third Friday of every month. Also go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll find her information and information on all of our hosts, including myself. I'm Robert Gatewood. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. We actually mentioned some specials we're having right now for people who are trying to start the new year on the right foot. We do have a package. We have 6 different packages for $5.95. Our logo design services, web design services, social media digital services, Google ad services, every door direct mailing services, and even advertising here on the Marketing Pulpit. Go to marketingpulpit.com or send me a message. Call me at 301-839-2836 and start 2020 with a plan. These customers aren't just going to discover you by osmosis. You have to be doing something at all times.
This is true.
To get those phones ringing. And what better time than 2020? So give me a call. Also, our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. That's what better way to start the new year than with a new shiny office. National Harbor, Largo Center, College Park. They have three locations. Even if you have your own office in your home and you need somebody to answer your phones, someone to a place to meet those clients, those nice boardrooms, somebody to have the mail dropped off for you, call them at 301-322-1700. And let BLE, we have an ad out now called 2020, the land of plenty, the year of plenty. Mm. And BLE is definitely that location for business owners in the D.C. area who are trying to put a new face out there and a new brand, enhance their brand in 2020. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to BLESuites.com. As I promised, I said I was going to give you some reality checks for 2020. Mm-mm. Because 2020, to go into 2020 with the right attitude, we have to look at, we have to do a reality check to make sure some things we may have to discard, some we may have to boost and optimize, others we may have to just maintain. So I'm going to go quickly down my list. Because we do get caught up in servicing our customers and getting customer acquisition and taking care of business. Sometimes we don't take the time to do this reality check. So I want you to ask yourself, look in the mirror. Whatever your faith, if you need to chant, you need to pray, you need to close the blinds and sit there and stare in the mirror, set some incense going. But you need to do this reality check on these five key areas. The first one, go back and reevaluate why you are in this business in the first place. Remind yourself, what's the back end reason why you're in business? Mm-hmm. Have you lost your way? Have you lost your purpose because you got caught up? Sometimes we get caught up in the political winds, the economic winds, personal winds, life, family, and so forth. We lose the purpose as to why we started this business in the first place.
Sure.
And sometimes we have to do this reality check to go back and make sure that that purpose and where we are realigned or aligned. And in some cases, we may have to do a realignment.
Yeah.
To make sure that our purpose has not changed. And if so, let's realign our purpose with where we are now as a business. The second one. Let's take a look at our experience, our history, and our expertise. Hmm. Do you have the expertise, and does that past history, is that going to serve you to get you to that next level? Sometimes we have to go back and get some more experience. Sometimes we may have to even bring in some additional help. So do you have the expertise and the experience to get you to where you are right now and to where you need to go into 2020? Number three. Your audience and your clientele. Have your clientele shifted since you started? And
good
in many,
question.
I can guarantee you, most of you, it has, but you have not acknowledged it because you have not done this reality check. Mm. I know that for a fact. When I first started out, a lot of my clients were just like me. They were startup companies.
Yeah.
They were struggling. And we had these little side deals going on. We had the buddy hookups. Well, my company has evolved. I don't do that much anymore. Some of those folks did not grow with me.
Mm-hmm.
They are still stuck in that mode, and I have had to shift. I've had to kind of, hate to say it, but have to kick some to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So as a business owner, you have to go back and do this reality check. Does your audience now, are they where you are?
Yeah.
In many cases, it's not. That may mean you may have to go back and look at some of the folks that you have started with and give them some advice to kind of help them get to where you are. You may have to kind of siphon them off to somebody else, but you got to focus your energies on the people that are where you are and where you plan to be in the future. That's another reality check. Another reality check, your services. Your services need to change with the environment, with the atmosphere, what's going on. And many of you have not changed your services one iota since you started 20 years ago.
True, true.
That is maybe holding you back. Mm. You have to add new services. You have to change service. You have to massage and manipulate. You have to make sure that your services are keeping up with where you are. Another one, your resources, relationships, assets, and money. Now, we had touched on this.
Mm.
Some of those relationships, some of those resources, some of the money. Now, here's a good one. Now, when you first started out, many of you were struggling. You were bribing Peter to pay Paul. You had five different jobs going on. You were taking money from your job. You were taking these high interest loans. You were dealing with loan sharks. Some of you have actually moved into a different financial category and you're not even aware of it. You're not taking advantage of the benefits of where you are now versus where you were when you started.
Yeah.
If you have maintained your credit, you've kept your nose clean, you've had history, you need to go back and reevaluate some of these financial relationships you have with these institutions.
That's true.
When was the last time you talked to your bank? Of course you didn't qualify when you first started.
Yeah.
But now you have clients, you have government contracts, you have relationships with Fortune 500 companies. Go back and start reopening some of those relationships with these financial institutions that may have slammed the door in your face when you first got started.
Or just simply get a credit line increase.
That's exactly right.
When you increase your amount of credit, even though you're not using it, it looks well. It, you know, boosts your credit score. And if you do want to make a leap, then, you know, the money is there for you.
You are so right, because I get these letters now. I used to throw them away because I thought they were just trying to sell me something. But I'm getting these calls and letters from people offering me lines of credit that would have never.
Right.
They wouldn't even take my phone call 20 years ago.
And perks, business perks.
That's right.
Like, you know, if someone's offering you a card where, you know, when you fly, you get to go in the lounge, you know, the VIP lounge, or, you know, you get a companion ticket, or you get your luggage bag, your bags checked, you know, for free on your way there back. All of it saves you money as
That's
well,
right.
simply because you're in good standing with people, and you should never turn down perks like that.
Amen. And here's my bonus one. Do a reality check on your expectations. When was the last time you gave some thought to your end game? Some of you guys out here, you need to think about what's the end game? Where did this business, where is it going to take you? Do you just want a paycheck the rest of your life? Are you trying to build legacy? Are you trying to scale it to a point where you can take some VC money, venture capital money, and blow it up into a multinational organization? Think about your expectations that you have for this business, and is it aligned with where you are right now, and what are you thinking about? So, folks, what you need to do is, if you need some help with any of this going into 2020, please call me at 301-839-2836. Also, don't forget to check out Wena. You can get her information off the website. Thank you again, Wena.
Hey, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Tyrone, for calling in and enlightening us today. Folks, we'll be back next week, the Friday after Christmas, and during the holiday season, we will be here. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's go get to work.
Good morning. I'm Bill Trefiro. Here's the latest from News1.com, sponsored in part.